Welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast for Sunday morning, May 3rd, 2026. Real stories, AI voices, full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Reportable News and Tanuki Labs have launched Reportabot, an AI tool that automates press release generation using ChatGPT technology. This collaboration aims to revolutionize the industry, empowering businesses to create high-quality releases quickly and efficiently. Reportabot marks a significant milestone in B2B communication, offering a modern solution for corporate disclosure and news intelligence.
DataVolt AI, DVLT, enters LOIT, enters LOITCRA, cash.com. DataVolt AI has announced its entry into a letter of intent to acquire CyberCash, a cybersecurity company, in an all-stock transaction valued at about CAD 136. CyberCash is set to become a subsidiary of DataVolt AI, with founder Sai Huda serving as president of the subsidiary.
ResQ introduces fall detection series and launches the MahiCollection.com. ResQ launches its new fall detection series and debuts the Mahi Collection, showcasing a blend of advanced safety technology and stylish design. The fall detection series offers automatic emergency alerts triggered by hard falls, ensuring timely assistance. The Mahi Collection features safety necklaces with sculptural forms and refined finishes, elevating the aesthetic of personal safety devices. ResQ continues to innovate in the personal safety technology space, emphasizing both functionality and fashion.
Citigroup raises AI market forecast to more than $4 trillion. Citigroup has raised its outlook for the global AI sector, pointing to stronger than anticipated uptake by businesses adopting AI-driven tools for software development and automation. The bank highlighted rapid progress among companies like Anthropic, which has posted significant gains in revenue, with specialized firms like Core AI Holdings Inc. putting AI at the center of the products they develop. The growth trajectory forecast by Citigroup now exceeds $4 trillion. EV exports drive Chinese trade surplus with the EU. China's trade surplus with the European Union hit a new quarterly high in early 2026, driven by electric and hybrid vehicle exports. Analysis of customs data by the Mercator Institute for China Studies revealed that Chinese exports to the EU totaled nearly $148 billion, while imports from the bloc stood at around $65 billion. This resulted in a surplus of approximately $83 billion, with the full year 2025 surplus reaching a record $431 billion. The surge in EV sales presents opportunities for industry players like Massimo Group to capitalize on the favorable conditions.
Stonegate updates coverage on NCS Multistage Holdings in Q1 26. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on NCS Multistage Holdings Inc., noting 1Q 26 results below expectations due to Canada and international projects. U.S. South momentum helped offset the shortfall, maintaining core thesis on product momentum and ResMetrics integration. 2Q26 guidance implies a softer near-term trough, with FY26 adjusted EBITDAD pointing to a back-half-weighted recovery. Management excludes potential deepwater Gulf of Mexico opportunity in 2026 guidance.
Mission IR news breaks. Sober Safe Inc. enters definitive agreement for Clean World Ventures business combination. Sober Safe Inc. has finalized an agreement with Clean World Ventures Inc. for a business combination. The combined company will operate under the Clean World Ventures name, with CWV expected to own about 98% of the entity upon closing. The transaction, set to close in the third quarter of 2026, pending approvals and financing, aims to advance scalable, zero-carbon, distributed energy systems, while SoberSafe's alcohol detection business continues independently.
Lexaria Bioscience launches ongoing investor video series to expand shareholder communications. Lexaria Bioscience Corp. has launched an ongoing investor video series called Reformulated into the Mainstream to enhance shareholder communications. The first episode features CEO Rich Christopher discussing the Dihedra tech platform, the lucrative GLP-1 market, and the company's commercial strategy. The series aims to provide transparency and engagement, offering insights into Lexaria's business and industry trends. Watch the inaugural episode on YouTube for more details.
Investor news breaks. DataVault AI Inc. sets first quarter 2026 earnings call for May 15th. DataVault AI Inc. has scheduled its first quarter 2026 earnings call for May 15th. The company will release financial results before the market opens, followed by a conference call and live webcast at 8:30 a.m. ET. CEO Nathaniel Bradley and CFO Brett Moyer will lead the presentation, with dial-in access available for U.S. South and international participants.
Annual General Meeting of Kardex Holding AG approves all motions. At the 48th Ordinary Annual General Meeting of Kardex Holding AG, all motions proposed by the Board of Directors were approved by the shareholders. The proposed dividend payment of CHF $6 per registered share was also approved. The meeting, attended by 74 shareholders representing 70.04% of the share capital, confirmed all members of the Board of Directors for another term. The next AGM is scheduled for 29 April 2027 in Zurich.
SBF AG publishes annual report and confirms preliminary figures for 2025. SBF AG has published its annual report 2025, confirming preliminary figures for the year. The company generated consolidated revenue of 40.7 million euros, with EBITD reaching 1.0 million euros. Despite market challenges, strategic adjustments have led to improved profitability. SBF plans to expand sales activities and optimize cost structures to unlock its full potential.
Atlas Clear Holdings signs fifth correspondent broker-dealer agreement. Atlas Clear Holdings has signed its fifth correspondent broker-dealer agreement, showcasing the increasing demand for its integrated clearing platform. The new agreement with Wilson Davis & Co., Inc., Atlas Clear's subsidiary, highlights the growing interest in the company's modern infrastructure and scalable solutions. President Craig Reidenhauer notes a shift towards broker-dealers seeking partners with advanced technology and capital markets capabilities, positioning Wilson Davis as a preferred choice in the market.
Nephro schedules first quarter 2026 financial results conference call. Nephros Inc. has scheduled its first quarter 2026 financial results conference call for Thursday, May 7th, 2026, at 4:30 p.m. ET. The company will release its financial results after market close on the same day. Participants can join the call by dialing 1-844-878-7106 for domestic access or 1-412-317-5285 for international access. For more information, visit Nephro's Investor Relations page.
DWH Quantum QBTS to host first ever Investor Day at the New York Stock Exchange. DWH Quantum to host its first ever Investor Day on June 1st, 2026, at the New York Stock Exchange and online. The event, themed The DWH Difference, will showcase the company's technology leadership, product roadmap, and long-term growth strategy, offering investors insights into the quantum computing landscape and commercial opportunities.
PertBeam BET to host Q1 2026 earnings call and provide strategic updates. CartBeam, a medical technology company focused on cardiac care innovation, will host a conference call on May 13th, 2026, at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time to discuss first quarter results and provide updates on key growth initiatives, including arrhythmia assessment, extended wear patch development, heart attack detection, and AI programs. Biomed Newsbreaks Cardio Diagnostics Holdings, Inc. targets precision cardiology with multi-omic AI platform. Cardio Diagnostics Holdings is leveraging AI and molecular science to revolutionize cardiovascular diagnostics. The company's platform integrates epigenetic and genetic biomarkers to provide personalized risk assessments from a blood sample. This approach offers a more comprehensive view of cardiovascular health, capturing individualized disease risk and early molecular changes. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Beeline Holdings BLNES scales digital lending capabilities with new self-service feature. Beeline Holdings has introduced a new self-service mortgage experience feature, allowing borrowers to explore loan options, model scenarios, and lock interest rates online. The platform's back streamlines the mortgage process, providing customized loan rate options within seconds. Borrowers can progress independently with a digital assistant named Bob, available for guidance, or connect with Beeline loan specialists for assistance.
Tech media breaks Exerient Inc. reports strong industry interest in fire retardant technology platform XERIE. Inc. reports a surge in interest from top manufacturers looking to incorporate its fire retardant composite technology into various products. The company's Nexboard team material passed internal fire testing, prompting collaborations for non-combustible materials development. Xerient aims to enhance safety standards across industries and expand its advanced materials platform. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Tiny Gems breaks. Frontieres North America closes $25 million Reg A Plus offering, moves to expand to $75 million ceiling. Frontieres North America has closed its $25 million Regulation A Plus offering and plans to expand to a $75 million maximum. The company's FAS Form TM solid carbon fractionation process aims to produce high-value products from coal without combustion or waste. This milestone reflects strong investor demand and positions the company to advance its $850 million facility in West Virginia.
Why semiconductor fabrication heavily depends on cooling hardware. Semiconductor fabrication heavily relies on cooling hardware to maintain temperature stability during manufacturing. Any variation can disrupt the precise processes needed for wafer alignment. Fabs like Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Co. Ltd. and clients like NVIDIA Corp. depend on proper cooling for reputation and revenue. Trillion Dollar Club is a specialized communications platform focused on companies like these, offering tailored corporate solutions for maximum impact.
Experts say offshore wind energy needs to be leveraged more. Offshore wind energy experts are highlighting the need for increased utilization of offshore wind resources in the U.S. and globally. With over 80 gigawatts of electricity generated by marine wind farms worldwide, there is a call for significant expansion to meet climate goals. Vision Marine Technologies, Inc. is among the firms focusing on reducing emissions in this rapidly growing industry.
Chinese regulators block Meta from acquiring Manus. Chinese regulators have blocked Meta from acquiring artificial intelligence firm Manus, hindering the social media giant's plans to expand its AI capabilities. This move comes amidst growing geopolitical tensions, with tech firms like D-Wave Quantum Inc. closely monitoring the situation.
Toyota records 139% jump in EV sales as oil crisis deepens. The surge in fuel prices due to the Middle East conflict has driven consumers towards electric vehicles. Starting 2025 with modest electric goals, Toyota is now wrapping up the first quarter with its highest EV sales ever, surpassing industry expectations. Tech media breaks. Perpetuals.com Limited CEO to present at Emerging Growth Conference. Perpetuals.com Limited CEO Patrick Gruen is set to speak at the Emerging Growth Conference on May 6, 2026 at 3:40 p.m. Eastern Time. Investors can join the live webcast and participate in a Q&A session with the CEO. Perpetuals.com is known for its AI-powered financial services and aims to provide secure and efficient trading experiences for retail users globally.
Investor news breaks: Ontoletic Therapeutics, Inc. advances AI and robotics platform toward initial commercial deployment. Ontoletic Therapeutics, Inc. has made significant strides in advancing its AI and robotics platform towards initial commercial deployment. By integrating 28 million scientific abstracts into its PDAOAI platform and collaborating with TechForce Robotics, the company aims to enhance efficiency and compliance in pharmaceutical development and manufacturing. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Mission IR News Breaks. D-Wave Quantum, Inc. to host first-ever Investor Day at the New York Stock Exchange on June 1st, 2026. The event, themed The D-Wave Difference, will showcase the company's technology leadership, product roadmap, and long-term growth strategy. Investors will gain insights into D-Wave's approach to quantum computing and its translation into commercial opportunities. Learn more at dwavequantum.com.
Network news breaks: HeartBeam, Inc. to host Q1 2026 earnings call and provide strategic updates. HeartBeam, Inc. will host a conference call on May 13, 2026 at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time to discuss first quarter results and provide updates on key growth initiatives, including its commercial launch for arrhythmia assessment, extended wear patch development, heart attack detection, and AI programs.
Tech Media Breaks: Planet Ventures, Inc., OTC Pink, PNXPF. Featured on Tech Media Wire podcast highlighting space investment strategy. Tech Media Breaks reports that Planet Ventures, Inc. was featured on the Tech Media Wire podcast discussing their space investment strategy. CEO Etienne Moshevich highlighted the company's growth in assets to around $20 million and plans to expand their portfolio and advisory team in 2026. The episode, released by IBN, aims to provide retail investors exposure to private space sector opportunities.
Mission IR News Breaks: A 2Z Cust2Mate Solutions Corp. secures $21 million smart cart deployment agreement with Hasstock, deploying 2,000 Cust2Mate smart shopping carts across three Israeli stores starting in Q3 2026. The five-year deal includes collaboration on data, retail media, and digital services, offering revenue opportunities. The platform aims to enhance in-store engagement, providing real-time insights into shopper behavior and decision-making. Spark AI, Inc., expanding distribution with new Ukrainian frontline operator. Spark AI, Inc. is expanding its distribution network in Ukraine by partnering with a frontline operator responsible for drone pilot training. This strategic move aims to solidify Spark's presence in the electronic warfare market and enhance its engagement with frontline operators. The agreement marks a significant step in Spark's efforts to deploy its GPS-free target acquisition systems and autonomous navigation software in Ukraine. Catalyst Crew Technologies provides capital structure update regarding CEO equity restructuring initiative. Catalyst Crew Technologies Corp. announced CEO Kevin Rolden Levi's capital structure initiative, canceling up to 50% of his restricted common stock for preferred equity. This move aims to optimize the company's equity base, enhance strategic flexibility, and align executive equity with corporate goals. The initiative is expected to support long-term strategic initiatives and strengthen alignment with shareholder value creation.
First, Orion introduces SIP Redirect call authentication integration to expand access to trusted, logo-branded calling. First, Orion introduces a new SIP Redirect-based call authentication integration method, allowing enterprises to authenticate outbound calls securely and at scale. This technology, part of their call authentication suite, verifies valid calls as they reach carrier networks, branding authenticated calls with Inform or blocking unauthenticated calls with Sentry. For more information, visit First Orion's website.
Charbonne announces 2025 annual financial results and corporate updates. Charbonne Corporation announces its 2025 annual financial results, reporting a 6% decrease in net loss. The company generated $201,277 in gas income, recognized revenues from a Malaysian green hydrogen project, and closed various financial transactions. Charbonne is progressing with its Phase 1B at Sorel-Tracy to increase hydrogen production capacity. The company plans to hold its annual general and extraordinary meetings of shareholders on June 18, 2026.
Online Printers confirms FY 2025 results and provides outlook for 2026. Online Printers Group confirms its FY 2025 results, reporting a revenue of $289.8 million and an adjusted EBITDA of $51.9 million. The company aims for single-digit revenue growth in 2026, focusing on maintaining or improving the adjusted EBITDA margin. Additionally, a new CFO, Kai Zhu, has joined the company, succeeding Tobias Voldman. Online Printers emphasizes sustainability efforts, including energy efficiency and CSRD reporting.
The Digital Architect of Public Trust, safeguarding Florida's civic infrastructure. The Digital Architect of Public Trust is focused on safeguarding Florida's civic infrastructure, emphasizing the importance of instilling a culture of critical thinking to enhance security. By implementing concepts like zero trust, the architecture works silently to protect taxes and identities. At Emerge Americas 2026, the core message is about mastering existing tools for societal benefit, showcasing technical excellence, and embracing the responsibility of driving innovation in the region. School cybersecurity remains an ethical imperative, with solutions designed to shield the privacy of children with surgical precision.
AE News breaks. Beeline Holdings, Inc. scales digital lending capabilities with new self-service feature. Beeline Holdings, a digital mortgage platform, has launched a self-service mortgage experience feature to simplify home financing. Borrowers can now explore loan options, model scenarios, and lock interest rates online. The platform allows for independent completion of several mortgage steps with a digital assistant named Bob available for questions. Beeline aims to revolutionize mortgage origination with speed and transparency.
Better Buildings for Humans podcast expands format to showcase real-world projects, bringing audiences inside the buildings defining human performance. Better Buildings for Humans podcast is expanding its format with the new Project Profile series, showcasing real-world projects to bring audiences inside high-performance buildings. This initiative, powered by Advanced Glazings, offers in-depth explorations of completed projects, highlighting design decisions, sustainability practices, and real-world performance. The series aims to connect industry-leading insight with practical examples of how better buildings are conceived, built, and experienced.
Defense News breaks: SafePro Group, Inc. signs teaming agreement with U.S. Defense Prime for AI autonomy solutions. SafePro Group has partnered with a U.S. South Defense Prime contractor to develop AI autonomy solutions for government applications. This collaboration will combine SafePro's AI platform with the contractor's technology to enhance battlefield intelligence. The agreement builds on an existing $1 million subcontract, expanding SafePro's role in U.S. Army and Allied defense programs. Network news breaks: Mind Biotherapeutics Corp., CSE, MBIO, Frankfurt WF6, OTCQB, Mind Biotherapeutics Corp., AI voice intoxication for AI voice intoxication detection technology. Mind Biotherapeutics Corp. files patent applications for AI voice intoxication detection technology. The company, known for its AI-driven voice technology for intoxication detection, uses voice and AI to predict drug and alcohol intoxication. Their Edge AI intoxication detection kiosks, with over 50 million data points, are set for delivery by the end of Q2 2026 for industries like mining and aviation. Mission IR News breaks: Lantern Pharma expands Predict BABB platform into large quantitative model for drug discovery. Lantern Pharma has expanded its Predict BABBTM platform into a large quantitative model, LQM, offering researchers a web-based molecular intelligence engine for generating comprehensive developability profiles for small molecules. Leveraging RADDR AI technology, the platform provides the rapid analysis across various properties, streamlining drug discovery workflows. Lantern Pharma is a clinical-stage precision oncology company focused on transforming cancer therapy development.
VGTL Inc. highlights mid-air aviation incident, underscoring urgent need for advanced airspace detection as UAP and national security focus intensifies. VGTL Inc. highlights the urgent need for enhanced airspace awareness and real-time hazard detection systems following a recent mid-air encounter involving a United Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 9. The incident, which occurred at 8,500 feet, emphasizes the critical vulnerability in current aviation safety infrastructure. VGTEL's CEO, Ken Williams, stresses the importance of extending observational intelligence into shared airspace to ensure public safety.
Three breakthroughs showing quantum computing is closer than initially thought. Quantum computing is making strides towards practicality with recent breakthroughs in hardware stability, real-world problem solving, and reduced resource needs for error correction. Companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. are at the forefront of this progress, defying initial projections. These advancements suggest that quantum computing may become a reality sooner than expected.
Web3 Media breaks. Nextplat Corp. highlighted progress in its turnaround strategy, expecting lower expenses and improved margins in Q1 2026. Anticipating gross margins over 34% and reduced operating expenses by 9% quarter over quarter, the company aims for positive operating income by Q3 2026. With $11 million in cash and no unsecured debt, Nextplat focuses on growing 340B contract activity and segment profitability. AppSwarm announces the expansion of portfolio in the Google Play Store. AppSwarm Corp. expands its portfolio with the launch of Annie Pet Nature on Google Play. The AI-powered app offers instant species identification and detailed information on animals, birds, and wildlife. Designed for nature enthusiasts and educators, the app aims to foster curiosity and appreciation for biodiversity. This release follows a successful debut on iOS, showcasing AppSwarm's commitment to innovative mobile experiences and global accessibility.
Mission IR News breaks: D-Wave Quantum Inc. to report first quarter fiscal year 2026 financial results on May 12, 2026. The company will release its financial results before market open and host a conference call at 8 a.m. Eastern Time to discuss the results and business outlook. CEO Dr. Alan Baratz and CFO John Markovich will participate. For more information, visit D-Wave's Investor Relations website.
Billion-dollar breaks: D-Wave Quantum Inc. to report first quarter fiscal year 2026 financial results on May 12, 2026. The company will release its financial results before market open and host a conference call at 8 a.m. Eastern Time to discuss the results and business outlook. CEO Dr. Alan Baratz and CFO John Markovich will participate. For more information, visit D-Wave's Investor Relations website. InVetch Holdings, Inc. signs an LOI for two more platforms. InVetch Holdings, Inc. has signed a letter of intent for the acquisition of two platforms in the brokerage, billing, and bridge space. These platforms, currently generating over $900,000 USD per year, are crucial for early revenue options. By purchasing these assets at $750,000 in equity plus $135,000 USD, InVetch Holdings, Inc. aims to achieve revenue generation by the end of quarter two, positioning themselves for potential NASDAQ listing requirements.
Genesis and Arami Capital launched strategic partnership marked by new Travileo platform reflecting combined track record and institutional relationships. Genesis Holdings, Inc. and Arami Capital have launched a strategic partnership unveiling the new Travileo platform. This collaboration showcases their combined track record and institutional relationships. The platform integrates Orami's investment platform with Travileo's digital infrastructure, offering access to high-value luxury real estate opportunities. The partnership aims to establish branded luxury real estate as a defined investment segment, providing structured access to curated opportunities and enhancing transparency across the investment lifecycle. Key Crew Media names HOA starts Clayton Thompson as verified expert in self-managed HOA software. Key Crew Media has named Clayton Thompson, CEO of Membershine and HOA Start, as a verified expert in self-managed HOA software. Thompson will provide insights on HOA operations and digital tools in community governance. HOA Start offers an all-in-one management platform for self-managed HOA boards, ensuring continuity through leadership changes. Learn more at hoastart.com.
Pando Alt's CEO Ralph Lafferty to be featured on FinTech TV. Pando Alt's CEO Ralph Lafferty is set to appear on FinTech TV for a live interview on April 28 at 9:50 a.m. ET. The discussion will focus on Pando Alt's efforts to address fragmentation in private markets by enhancing onboarding, access, and execution processes. Lafferty will highlight the platform's role in simplifying private investments and improving connectivity for wealth managers, asset managers, and broker-dealers.
Datavolt, AID, DVLT, secures $120 million term sheet with Silex for quantum-ready edge network build-out. Datavolt AI secures a $120 million term sheet with Silex Holding Company for the deployment of its quantum-ready edge network. Silex will receive a share of network revenues until defined caps are met, while Datavolt AI retains ownership. The company plans a nationwide rollout targeting 100 U.S. South cities, with initial deployments in New York and Philadelphia in quarter 2 2026 and scaled expansion over the next 36 months. Datavolt AIDVLT executes $120 million term sheet with Silex Holding Company to deploy a quantum-ready edge network. Silex will receive a share of network revenues under the agreement, supporting infrastructure build-out in 100 U.S. South cities for advanced AI and secure data processing capabilities.
Investor news breaks. Massimo Group expands fleet sales pipeline following NAFA 2026 engagement. Massimo Group expands its fleet sales pipeline after strong engagement at NAFA 2026. Massimo, with growing interest in its HVH-equipped Sentinel Series UTVs and MVR Pro Series electric carts. The company notes increased RFP activity and ongoing discussions with public sector and enterprise customers, positioning its climate-controlled, utility-focused vehicles to meet demand for high-utilization, all-weather fleet solutions.
Investor news breaks. BioAdaptives, Inc. launches Mind System platform and website for cognitive performance and recovery. BioAdaptives, Inc. has introduced the Mind System platform, offering MindMed TM for daytime performance and MindRenew TM for nighttime recovery. The platform aims to enhance cognitive function, focus, and stress resilience during the day while promoting sleep quality and neurological recovery at night. This move positions BioAdaptives for long-term growth as it engages directly with consumers through a dedicated website. Network news breaks. BioAdaptives, Inc. launches MindMed Cognitive Support Supplement following successful testing and strong early demand. BioAdaptives, Inc. has launched MindMed TM, a cognitive support supplement. After successful testing and strong early demand, the supplement is designed to enhance memory, focus, and overall brain performance. MindMed TM is formulated with clinically studied ingredients to support cognitive function and is available nationwide at www.mindmed.com. For more information, visit the BioAdaptives website.
Verified First launches compliant background screening integration for Oracle NetSuite. Verified First has launched a compliant background screening integration for Oracle NetSuite, enhancing talent acquisition by embedding background screening directly into the platform. This strategic partnership aims to streamline deployment, eliminate data entry errors, and ensure a single, auditable record for every new hire. Users can now benefit from seamless deployment, data integrity, flexibility, and award-winning client support. Learn more at suiteapp.com.
IEA boss says oil crisis has forever changed the fossil fuel industry. IEA boss Fatih Birol states that the oil crisis from the Iran conflict has permanently transformed the global fossil fuel sector. This event has shifted governments' focus on energy security, pushing them towards more dependable alternatives. Companies like Max Power Mining Corp. are exploring clean energy options such as geologic hydrogen, reflecting a broader move away from traditional fossil fuels. Chinese EV manufacturer BYD says it can thrive without U.S. market. Chinese EV manufacturer BYD has stated that it can thrive without the U.S. market, focusing instead on expanding into Europe, Latin America, and Asia. The company's success in the EV market is driven by rising fuel prices worldwide, pushing consumers towards electric vehicles. Established brands are now collaborating with local firms to stay competitive, with metrics like battery development and charging performance taking center stage. Startups like Rivian Automotive Inc. in North America will need to keep up with BYD's advancements.
Floating data centers offer an exciting alternative to tech firms. Ocean-based and floating data centers are gaining popularity as tech firms look for new ways to expand their data center presence. These floating facilities offer benefits but also unique challenges. Companies like Microsoft Corp. have experimented with subsea data centers, showing the potential of this innovative approach. Stay tuned for more updates on this evolving trend. Study finds exercise: ibuprofen combat brain fog in cancer patients. A recent study has found that exercise and ibuprofen can help combat chemo brain, the cognitive decline experienced by many cancer patients undergoing treatments like chemotherapy and radiation. This research offers hope for alleviating memory loss and concentration issues. Companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc. are actively involved in developing cancer treatments to address these challenges.
How to winterize your electric car. Cold weather can be tough on electric cars, affecting battery performance and driving range. To winterize your electric vehicle, follow specific recommendations from EV makers like NEO Inc. Proper preparation is key to keeping your electric car running smoothly during the winter season. Investor news breaks. Nikola Mining Inc. engages ICP Securities for automated market making services. Nikola Mining Inc. has engaged ICP Securities Inc. for automated market making services. The agreement, effective April 27, 2026, includes a monthly fee of $7,500. ICP will use its ICP Premium TM algorithm to address short-term supply and demand imbalances in Nikola Mining shares without performance-based compensation or third-party funding.
MindBio Therapeutics Corp. deploying AI for non-invasive intoxication detection. MindBio Therapeutics Corp. is utilizing AI technology for non-invasive intoxication detection. The company's platform, trained on over 50 million data points, analyzes voice samples to estimate intoxication levels. This innovation is set to transform drug and alcohol testing in various settings, including workplaces. With the global market for alcohol and drug testing devices projected to grow, MindBio's focus on AI-driven voice analysis presents a unique opportunity for modernizing traditional testing methods.
Tech Media Breaks. Para Zero Technologies Limited showcases Defend Air CUAS at major global defense exhibitions. Tech Media Breaks reports that Para Zero Technologies Limited is set to showcase its Defend Air CUAS platform at three major global defense exhibitions. The company will present its drone interception solutions at Modern Day Marine, BSDA, and SOFIC to engage with key stakeholders and demonstrate performance in various aerial threat scenarios. PeraZero aims to expand visibility and enhance security for military and civilian environments.
The Evidence Interrogation Play. How Ontotelic Therapeutics Inc.'s OTLC PDA OAI platform fits pharma's broader AI transformation. Ontotelic Therapeutics Inc.'s PDA OAI platform leverages 125,000-plus PubMed abstracts on TGF-beta signaling to enable evidence interrogation for testable crimes hypotheses. Positioned alongside industry giants like Rockwell Automation and Thermo Fisher Scientific, Ontotelic contributes to pharma's AI transformation. This approach addresses biases in biotech research, aligning with regulatory shifts towards AI-enabled monitoring and transparent documentation. Learn more at ibn.fm/OTLC.
No Way News 10. Over on April 30th, 1963. Over on 1964. I have known for 1964. News10.com. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com.